Welcome to Out of Bounds. I'm Tish Perlman. My guest is Sally Ramirez. Ramirez is a singer, actress, writer, teacher, and vocal coach. She has performed on stage and in musical theater, operettas, and jazz venues throughout the United States. She's also performed on TV, including on PBS's American Family. Ramirez has been collaborating with musician-guitarist Doug Robinson, and they created both a school assembly program called Latin and World Music, A Journey in Song, as well as produced an eclectic CD of world and traditional music called Crimson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to tell us a little bit about your background and what led you into music and performing and so on.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I loved singing when I was little. When I was about 9, I remember really liking it. And my mother encouraged me to go into acting and to learn how to express myself. My parents knew from the time that I was very young that I was going to be, did something a little different about me. So they wanted to channel some of that. Uh-huh. So I was involved in Baltimore City. I grew up in Baltimore, and I was involved in Center Stage. And then later, as in high school, I won a scholarship to the Peabody School of Music to be trained vocally. And so that was not for me to go into college. It was simply, I had a year's scholarship in high school, and I studied opera, bel canto singing. And then in college, I was really involved in musical theater, and I got my BFA with honors in theater. Mm-hmm. And I got a fellowship for Penn State University, an MFA, for the MFA to study in theater. And the reason why I'm saying all this about theater is because I was really involved in the theater at first. I was really doing a lot of musical theater and operetta kinds of stuff. And in Minneapolis, I was involved in Mixed Blood Theater and Illusion and the Guthrie and Chanhassen. Wow. And then I went to New York City. Because I wanted to expand, of course. Everyone goes to New York City, and I studied more seriously acting there, and I studied with Elizabeth Howell. And I mentioned her name, but she's, I'm sure, long passed away, but she was really instrumental, Tish, in helping me to expand my repertoire as a singer, because I wanted to be able to sing any kind of music. I loved music, and I want to be able to sing any kind of music and feel comfortable. And it actually took some training. I really had to undo a lot of habits as a singer, you know, where you think, when people talk about a break, you know, and your chest voice and your head voice. And she said, I don't teach this way. I teach it's all about communicating. It's all about speaking right on the note, speaking right on the sound. And so, consequently, I teach that way as well. And I don't think of myself as having a head voice or a chest voice. It's just all one voice. And I'm able to sing any style because of that.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting. So you knew you wanted to be in musical theater, not in serious drama like O'Neill,
did you use some of that to learn how to show emotion?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the way that I approach music and the lyrics and everything is really from an acting point of view, mm-hmm. as much as I can. I try not to get lazy about it. It's kind of easy to do that sometimes when you're singing jazz in clubs and stuff like that. But I really try to approach music from as though I'm really telling a story.
And you usually are. I mean,
always telling a story. You're trying to communicate. And so the serious drama, it's all part of the same palette. It just happens to be maybe you're fosh to do the music in this time, but theater, when you're really doing acting well, that's like music too.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
And when I was studying, when I was studying in New York City, I studied with Marjorie Ballantyne, who is now a great teacher in Los Angeles, and her whole emphasis was from Stella Adler. She studied with Stella Adler, and she said, you look at it as though it's a score. And you've got to undo the meaning, unpack it as though it's a score.
Yeah. Well, it sure comes out in your music, that's for sure.
Well,
I want to share a cut from your and Doug Robinson's CD, Crimson. This is Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic, It Might as Well Be Spring. And it seems so different from what you normally do. To tell us what attracted you to that, and then we'll listen to it.
Oh, sure. Well, we wanted to get some music together. That was a 3-year collaboration, getting that CD together. And It Might as Well Be Spring was one of Jobim's tunes that was really popular, and you knew about Esther Gilberto. She had made it very popular in the 70s. So we wanted to take different selections in that CD of perhaps some of it's our favorite music, different music that had came to us. Doug and I collaborated almost instantly when I came to Ithaca. Within 6 months, we met and knew some of the same music and decided, oh, do you know this one? Do you know this one? And so we started collaborating that way. And that song, It Might As Well Be Spring, just came out of that, you know, oh, well, let's try this one.
Oh, it's so great. Let's listen to it. It's a little samba flavored. It Might As Well Be Spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. They say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Yes, it might. It might as well be spring.
I love that version. You must know the singer Stacey Kent, too. Did you know her? She's a jazz singer. She sings songs like this, and she has her own take, just like you do. Well, and it's a clear, crystal clear voice.
I'll have to look her up. I have to admit, sometimes I'm kind of ignorant about people say, oh, you must know. And I'll say, no, please tell me,
I will study
that person.
You will love Stacey Kent. Look her up, honestly.
I will.
She's got a crystal clear voice, and she has her own, you know, kind of a jazz samba.
She speaks
in different languages. Now, you put your own spin on almost all these songs, even if they are traditional. Do you do the arrangements with Doug? Does Doug do them on these pieces?
We do the arrangements together. He brings a lot of his own feeling to things, and then we just think alike in some ways. I mean, we do it totally kind of on the fly. It's very organic, and we just come up with them. And I sometimes lead and he follows. Sometimes he leads and I follow.
I expected you to have an accent because you speak in Portuguese and Spanish. Where did you learn these languages, though? I mean, you obviously have a Spanish surname.
Well, yes, my father, yes, Ramirez. I was born in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico. So my father, you know, I really was born there. I only lived there for 6 weeks, though, Tish.
Really?
And I happen to have a knack for languages. My parents were both multilingual. And they spoke to each other in Spanish when they didn't want us to know what they were saying.
That didn't work out for long, did it?
Well, then we taught. Then I studied Spanish in school, but I really learned most of it on my own. I would bring a dictionary with me when I'd go to Puerto Rico to visit my friends. And it was just immersing myself in the culture that taught me the language.
So it was like music to you then?
It was like music, Tish, and I really firmly believe that you don't really understand the language if you don't understand the culture.
Exactly.
Because the language comes right from the culture, the heart of the people, and then you really get a much better sense of what they're trying to say.
Yeah. So tell us how you met Doug. How did you guys end up collaborating?
Well, he
seems like such a different style. I think of him as a out of the jazz world.
Well, yes, he is. And his background is, of course, he had some Brazilian friends that he he connected to at some point before he had met me. And I was playing a little around with Brazilian music and learned a little of the language. We met through a mutual friend, and we both worked with many times, Jorge Cuevas. And Jorge is a fabulous percussionist who plays around town and has his own company, Jorge Visions. And so he said, I think you'd look like Doug Robinson. I was at some event. I was new in town. I was at some event that would brought artists together. And it was a community kind of event. And so I heard about Jorge, and I talked to him, and he brought me to Doug and connected me with him. And then we met, and from then we began collaborating and began like a little business together.
Oh, it's great. It's such a great collaboration.
Yes.
And you know, when I first heard about it, I thought, whoa, well, I got to see how this mixes. And
yes.
It's great. It's,
oh, thank you.
I want to play another excerpt from the Crimson CD. This is Jobim's A Felicidade. Is it my
saying that? A Felicidade,
yeah,
yes.
Adagi.
Yes.
Let's play a little bit of that. Tell us a little bit about that. It's a little wistful.
Yes, it is. And you know, it's actually A Felicidade means to happiness, but the song is about sadness.
Mm.
And that's just the irony of the Latin language that tends to be a little on the sad side, look for things from a little on the tragic side. It's saying that happiness is fleeting, so hold on to it, because most of our lives we're kind of combating with tristeza não tem fim, sadness doesn't have an end, but happiness does.
Yeah.
But the whole rhythm, it's a samba rhythm, so it's sung as though it's to happy.
Yeah, it's great.
So that's the irony.
That's great. Let's listen to it.
Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Tal leve, mas tem a vida breve. Precisa que haja vento sem parar. Felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia. De rei ou de pirata ou jardineira, e tudo se acabar na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim.
It's a beautiful tune. It's very touching. I mean, even if you don't understand the language, you can sense the story and the sadness. And I picked up the wistfulness immediately. It's great.
Yes.
What a great version.
Yes.
Well,
thank
well.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It seems like that was almost personal to you.
Yes. I really enjoy that and all of the songs really on the CD, all the songs we do together. I think A Felicidade it's really talking about the carnaval and how, you know, you can imagine yourself different characters in the carnaval. You can imagine yourself different people, and then it ends. You know, so it's kind of symbolic of the way life is. We go from fleeting happiness to happiness, you know. But you want to hold on to the things that perhaps give you joy, and
If you're just joining us, my guest is Sally Ramirez. We're talking about her career in music, theater, as a writer and a voice coach. I want to talk to you about you're in Doug's collaboration for school assemblies, the Latin and World Music programs that you do. Tell us how that came about. It seems so important right now to share all those different
thank
cultures.
Thank you. I really appreciate and value that thought, Tish, because I began this actually before I met Doug. I had started this program in its very beginning version in Los Angeles before we left the town there. We left L.A. back in 2003, and then I expanded on it when I came to Ithaca, and Doug and I were working together, and it's had many different versions. I mean, we've just grown with the version, we've grown it with it, and it's really about celebrating the Latin culture and culture in general, and it's about giving kids an opportunity to sense and experience these cultures in a 45-minute assembly program. Of course, they're not going to learn everything, but we can immerse them in pictures and music and sounds and rhythms and language and kind of give them a smattering of all of it.
Oh, I think that's so great. I mean, it's a way to connect people, too. I mean, kids aren't afraid when they hear a foreign language then, if they see friendly people and music coming from it.
That's right.
What a great way to connect cultures.
And the pictures that we chose also are to kind of dispel stereotypes. So I purposely wanted to do that to really give, so now you're in the country while we're singing the song, and here's the rhythm, and you can clap along, and here's some words for you to sing and repeat, and that kind of thing. Or you can come on stage and dance with us, or you can shake at musical instruments and get it. Look, didn't they do a great job, you know, shaking the maracas? It's just kind of a way of getting them involved.
Yeah.
And some of them, of course, have Latin backgrounds themselves.
I was just going to say, they must be so excited to hear their own languages.
Yes, they really are excited. Some of them recognize the music or the songs, and they sing along, and that's just thrilling.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great. We need it, especially now in this,
I think so too,
crazy, chaotic political and cultural stuff that we're going through right now.
Yes.
Now, I want to play another excerpt. This is a classic, Summertime.
Yes.
It's not on the CD, but it's a beautiful version. And you call it jazz opera. I had never heard that term for a song like this.
And you know, this is kind of the way that we do things. Sometimes they're just things that happen on the fly. Now, Doug came up with this idea. I think it was very soon before we did the concert at Klarman Hall last year. We had one rehearsal, and Eric Aceto, who's played with him for a gazillion years, and he's just went along with it. And so they have their whole excerpt of this gypsy swing jazz. I start singing, you know, this operatic Summertime, you know, and then it just... And I get through part of it, and then through the interlude, they just up the tempo and dugga 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 dugga, and then he brings it down, and you
beautiful.
End with it. So it's good.
Yeah.
It really has a swing jazz feel to it.
Let's listen to a little bit of it. Summertime. I love it. It's so dramatic. It's such a dramatic song anyway, I think.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Well, you can't beat Gershwin for that. Who was Russian, by the way.
Yeah.
A Russian immigrant, and apparently that's what gave him the pathos to be able to write Porgy and Bess, because he understood oppression on a really deep level. And I think he really, really gravitated towards that culture, the African-American culture, with great compassion.
Yeah, Summertime is another one of those songs that has, you know, it can have many meanings. It's sadness as well as celebration of being alive, right? It's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this too. As a performer, you've worked with so many different bands. You had your own band called Arco Iris, right?
Arco Iris. That's right.
In Spanish.
Arco Iris, that's right. And Crimson.
Do you like putting together bands on the fly? Would you like to have a permanent band sometime?
Well, you know, I mean, we are kind of organically a family, and you know, Doug plays with many different people. I play with different people. Alex Specker is a wonderful guitarist. I play with him in a group called Connection Swing, and we perform around town at times. So we have a lot of people that we connect with and work with that are really wonderful musicians. There's so many wonderful musicians in Ithaca. We're just so gifted and blessed.
Oh, it's just amazing.
So my heart goes back to the theater as well. I mean, I love the Hangar. I performed at Hangar and at the Kitchen Theater. I have auditioned for the Hangar, and I hope to perform even in straight drama again at some point. So we'll see you know, where the muse takes me.
Yeah. Well, what attracts you to songs in general? Are you always looking for something that you might want to sing or?
Yes. You know, and some, for instance, I want to get this in. Currently, we're working on this music from Zimbabwe, and we've actually performed it in our last program, Latin and World Music, A Journey in Song. It's called Todi, and it comes from Zimbabwe, where they were struggling with AIDS. The AIDS epidemic in the 90s. And so this is kind of an old song, but I've incorporated it into our Latin World Music program because of the necessity for multicultural experience.
Yeah.
And African music is where Latin music comes from. So I wanted to get really organic with it.
And we do want to play a cut from that new work that you're working on with Doug, the new CD.
Oh, that would be great.
We're going to play an excerpt.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, let's talk about it. It's called Contigo.
Yes, yes.
We're going to play a little bit of that. Tell us about that song in particular.
Okay, well, that song, now, I wanted to just be clear that Todi is not on the new CD, but that's what from the Latin World Music Project. But our new CD, which is called Mar y Sal, Sea and Salt, that is kind of an amalgamation of a number of different composers and musicians, and it just so happened that a lot of them were talking about mention and talk about the sea, and their relationship to the sea, and the emotion that comes from the sea,
oh,
and
yeah.
themselves, and some of it is joy, and some of it is sorrow. Contigo is one of the joyous ones,
yeah.
And you know where she talks about at the edge, she's holding this either child or it could be a lover's hand, you know, by the edge of the sea. We also have another song called O Bem do Mar, which you're not featuring here, that is about the beauty of the sea,
yeah.
You know. But Contigo is really about means with you, and it's celebrating the love that I feel with you, and I could, you know, travel across the seas.
Let's listen to a bit of Contigo. It's going to be on the new CD.
Sal, todo el azúcar, todo el vino, toda mi vida, solo deseo vivirla contigo. Toda la luz, todo el oscuro, todo lo que escribo, todo el camino, ardo en deseos de andarlo contigo. Con tu amor siento calma y a la orilla del río tu calor se me agarra, me llenas el alma de luz y rocío. Con tu amor siento calma.
I love your music. I just love the flavor of it. So tell us a little bit more about the new CD that you and Doug are working on. Some of the music's going to be from Zimbabwe, right?
Well,
that's
actually,
what you were just
no,
saying.
No, I'm sorry. That's really from Latin World Music. That's for my school show, school assembly program.
Ah.
But no, yeah, I didn't want to confuse you with that one. I was celebrating that with the kids. But the CD is going to have music from Puerto Rico and from Spain. It will have musical theater again. We'll be doing Soon It's Gonna Rain from The Fantastics, and So in Love from Kiss Me Kate is on the CD.
So you really do look for songs not just traditional from different languages and cultures. You're looking for stuff from musical theater that you love.
There are usually one or two that we've fit in there from musical theater, but there are a lot that are from Brazil, from different, you know, for instance, one of the great numbers we do is from Argentina, celebrating Alfonsina Storni, who was an Argentine poetess back in the 30s. And the story behind her death is that she was suffering from cancer, and she wrote a note to her editor saying that she was going to sleep. And the legend has it that she walked into the sea.
Mm.
It was a way for her to say goodbye,
yeah.
to her fans and her family. It's kind of a tragic, but someone decided to write a story about her and made a song out of it. And so it's Alfonsina y el Mar, you know, Alfonsina and the Sea.
Well, when might this new CD be available?
Well, it's
to
scheduled to come out in November, and Doug and I are particularly meticulous. Doug, when he's very meticulous about how things come out, and he's right. So we're gearing up for November.
Oh, that's great.
He's also a very busy guy.
Oh, I'm hoping.
We're almost there, though. We're almost there.
That's great. You have ventured into writing. There's a song that you wrote on the Crimson CD.
Yes.
To tell us about that. Is that something you're tiptoeing into, or is it something you're kind of reluctant to do?
I'm also, raising a family, so I don't always have time to write. But occasionally, I have written. That song, Breezes, is from when I was living in Los Angeles, and I also translated into Spanish. I've translated a number of things into Spanish. The song Morning is going to be translated into Spanish by me on the new CD. And Breezes, or Brisas, is about finding love on a breeze. I would walk up to the top of Griffith Park Mountain when I was in my mid-30s. I was wishing and wanting for a mate of my life. And and so I would look across the horizon, and I would see, the valley and, of course, the mountain, St. Helens, in the distance. And I would feel the breeze. And so I would whimsically think about finding love on a breeze.
How interesting. So that moved you to write, but you haven't written very much. I'm surprised.
I really haven't written yet.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
not a whole lot, but of course my shows. I've written my shows, those shows that I perform. That's a collaboration, but I do a lot of writing there.
Well, what's it like when you perform in front of an audience? Does it change a song? Does it change your whole attitude toward the song when there's an audience there to listen? How do you react to live performance?
Well, I think live performance, of course, adds. There is nothing like performing live because the audience is feeding you. You really need, as a performer, as an actor, need to know what you want to say. And so you can't just rely on the audience feeding you. You need to know what you're trying to say.
Uh-huh.
So that's all needs to be figured out ahead of time. But there's nothing like that, the impulse you get from the audience when they're giving or taking from you, taking something from you, and where they're learning something from you, and then you get an idea from them and give them more in a particular moment. I mean, that's the beauty of live performance.
Yeah, the give and take and the real moments that
yes.
you get to share that never come again. We're almost out of time. Can you give contact information, any concerts coming up in the late summer, fall that you might be able to tell people about?
Oh, gosh. I wish I'd written all that down, Tish. Let me see. I have what I'm doing right now is I'm at the Renaissance Festival as actually a gypsy, and as a different hat that I'm wearing as a reader. So I'll be there until mid-August. It's 6 weekends. I'll be there Saturday and Sundays. So I hope that you can join us there. Sometimes I sing there as well.
Oh, great.
I have shows coming up in the fall. I'll be doing the Ithaca, the International Peace Festival, or they now call it the Ithaca Peace Festival. And I'll be with Doug Robinson and Jorge Cuevas doing that. There are other things coming up. And
you know where they can probably find them? Give your contact information for your website.
Yes, at sallyramirezmusic.com. You can check the performance calendar.
And she'll
and
be
you
able
will,
to
and
tell
that's
you.
All. It's all there. You can also check me out on Facebook. And please like Crimson on Facebook.
Well, Sally Ramirez, it's been a great pleasure having you with me. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, I've been talking to Sally Ramirez. She's a singer, actress, writer, and she does have a CD called Crimson, which she produced with Doug Robinson. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you so much, Tish.
Our audio producer is Nate Richardson at Rep Studio in Ithaca, New York. Our theme music was composed by Diego Vega, and we are a sponsored project of the New York Foundation for the Arts. Tax-deductible donations are welcome at artspire.org. That's artspire.org. And visit us online at outofboundsradioshow.com. I'm Tish Perlman. We'll be back next week.